From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns. Here is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Just a few days ago, the U.S. Congress authorized a budget which quadrupled the funding for U.S. military presence in Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. The European Union's chief negotiator for Britain's exit from the bloc says an agreement must be in place by October 2018. Michel Barnier issued the timetable Tuesday in Brussels. He warned Britain would not get a better deal as a non-EU member than it does now. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to ban the full-face veil worn by some Muslim women as a way to stop what she called parallel societies from developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel had just been re-elected Tuesday as chairwoman of her Christian Democratic Union Party when she said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. Those places would include schools, courts, and other public buildings. The Syrian government says it will reject any ceasefire agreement that allows rebels to stay in eastern Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry argues that such an agreement would just allow rebels to regroup and carry on their battles. Syrian monitors say the death toll from a Russian and Syrian air offensive that began late last month against rebel positions southwest of Aleppo has climbed past 300. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump briefed the media Tuesday in the lobby of Trump Tower in New York City. He said he continues the vetting process for positions in his new administration. Trump says he wants to cancel an order for a new Air Force One, the plane on which the presidents fly.
Well, the plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number.
A transition team spokesman says Trump sold all of his stock holdings in June, a move that could ease conflict of interest concerns. President Barack Obama said his administration's shift in the tactics of fighting terrorism from bearing the brunt of the battle to creating a multinational force that engages local governments should be credited for gains the United States has made against the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda terrorist networks. In his final major speech on national security, Obama praised the work done by the military in the fight against terrorism.
To say that we've made progress is not to say that the job is done. We know that a deadly threat persists. We know that in some form, this violent extremism will be with us for years to come.
Mr. Obama spoke at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. Nigerian and UN officials say they can prevent the humanitarian crisis gripping northeast Nigeria from spinning out of control if the international community responds quickly to their plea for money. Lisa Schlein reports.
As part of its multi-billion-dollar humanitarian appeal for 2017, the United Nations is asking for more than $1 billion to meet the needs of nearly 7 million victims of the Boko Haram insurgency in northeast Nigeria. This is more than double the 2016 appeal. Nigerian National Planning and Budget Minister of State Zainab Ahmed says the request for more money is due to the military success in recovering communities that had been held by the militants. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Venezuela's opposition decided not to attend a Tuesday meeting with government officials on defusing the country's political crisis. An opposition spokesman said authorities have yet to make a compromise more than a month into the mediation effort, but he said opposition leaders would be staying in the dialogue system. They want to revive a suspended recall referendum that would lead to the ouster of President Nicolas Maduro. They are also demanding the release of political prisoners. Mr. Maduro has rejected both demands, but added he is ready to talk. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.